Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, getting by with a little help from my friends. And my friends in the studio this morning, Michelle Salzman. She is the representative in the Florida House for the 1st District. And Jen Harrison, who on this particular event is the director of events. Good morning, ladies. Welcome.
Good morning.
So happy to have you here. And I'm excited because it's always a pleasure. And a big food drive, food distribution drive coming up. Can't wait to hear all about it.
Me too. I'm just kidding. Listen, when you have a Jen Harrison in your life, you can just kind of delegate. And then every now and then you just stick your finger in and stir it and taste it. And it tastes perfect. The temperature's perfect. And we've cooked up a good event and a good way to really love on the community through a collaborative effort. So I'm really excited about it. The events are always so good. We call them the Chick-fil-A's of food distributions because if you volunteer, it's smooth sailing. You're not stressed out. You don't feel overworked. You can walk away from your station and not feel like the world's going to fall underneath. You can show up when you want. You can do whatever it is that you like to do. So when you volunteer with us, we have plenty of spaces and everybody seems to be extremely happy. And then, of course, the people that utilize the services that come in through the lines, we don't really get any negative feedback. People are just so excited. We don't put a lot of constraints on them. We don't care where you're from. You don't have to be from the district or the county or the city. If you're hungry and you get there, you get food. I mean, that's just how it is. And you can walk up, you can bicycle up, you can drive up. I mean,
cart up. We have people with carts.
Wow. Yeah. So you don't have to show your license or a proof of that you live somewhere or any kind of thing.
No,
I know
ma'am.
Some of them do that.
No. And it's thanks to great partners like Kevin Stevens who always show up with the financial support. Because some of the stuff you can't volunteer through or donate through, you do actually need some dollars for. And there are some really, really generous folks that love to be a part of these events that Jennifer manages for us. So, I mean, and we couldn't do it without, of course, the sheriff. But I'm really excited about it. I'm always excited about it. Jennifer always does it right. And we only have a few places that we go to. We kind of bounce between some places that we like the most. We've been doing this for 4 years, and the first year or two we didn't want to do it in the same place twice because we were trying to figure out where is the best place. You know, how do you bring the resources to the people in need? And the district is massive. My house district is over an hour drive from one end to the other, and most people don't realize that Escambia County is so incredibly large.
It's huge. When you take from Pensacola up to Century, it's
yes,
it's very
and beyond.
Big.
I go all the way to the state line. So, and we have some people from Alabama that come get food. We don't care. We do not care where you're from. If you are showing up and waiting in line for food, you clearly need it, and we are there to provide that resource. So
I guess, where is it going to be? When is it going to be? All that information.
So this time we are doing it March 15th, and it's going to be at Jubilee Church on W Street. So we're partnering with Pastor Fox and his team of volunteers to bless everybody coming. So we'll start the line at 7:30, but we'll have people lining up to get in line for the food anytime between midnight and 2, 3, 4, 5 a.m.
So it's March 15th, which is a Saturday.
It's
so that's
a
just
Saturday.
A couple weeks away, really.
Yeah.
And then you're saying they can line up earlier, but the actual start of the giveaway is?
We'll start running cars through at 7:30.
7:30 until the food runs
until
out?
Until it's gone.
Okay.
Yep. And we'll give out, we have a whole assembly line system, so everybody gets a box full of whatever delicious food FarmShare brings us. And we have volunteers that'll put it in your car. You just drive up, open your trunk. We put it in. That's it.
Sounds very simple and wonderful to me. What a great service to the community. If someone wanted to help, are you still taking volunteers?
Oh, of course. Of course. We actually have, which I'll send you a link that you can post,
okay,
a volunteer sign up this time so that we can have it all not on, just on my cell phone.
Gee, I wonder why. Hundreds of people texting you.
And then we also have volunteers from organizations. So if you're an organization or a group from a high school that needs volunteer hours, that's perfect. We can sign off on it.
Yeah, so the community service that's getting towards the end of the year, those seniors are going, I don't have my hours in yet.
Yeah, it'll count as for Bright Future volunteer hours or whatever you need volunteer hours for. Sports teams are really good. Church groups, anybody that wants to come out, if your company has, you know, those feel goods and wants people out there, just, you can just sign up. I'll send you the link and you can, have them sign up and they it's easy as that. Then they just show up and usually most of the volunteers show up about 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And, we get it done pretty quick. We get them in and out. So the sheriff's department will bring us cones. We get everything lined up the night before so people know where to stop and park. And wait, and then we start going.
So you mentioned Farm Share.
Farm Share.
Your supplier. Mm-hmm. Do you take donations of food for this drive?
Sure. We can take donations as well.
And where would they want to take those? How would that work?
Will go right to Michelle. So we have...
We're not dropping them off at her house.
Actually, do not get me started. My personal address has been on every blanket drive, clothing drive.
Her front porch gets loaded.
It's actually very true. So when you make that joke, it actually happens way more than... And that's fine. I live 5 minutes from my office. And it's actually been ruled by the legislature that it is perfectly legal for me to do or drop-offs and stuff at my state office. You know, people come after you for the craziest thing. So, but yeah, you can deliver it to my office. You can deliver it to my house. You can.
Well, let's do the office address. How's that?
Oh, good. Now I have to Google that because I don't remember my office address.
Well, here, I'll give you a break. We're going to take a quick break here. We're talking with Michelle Sossman and Jen Harrison about the food drive coming up on March 15th. We'll have more information for you and where you can go to donate in just a couple minutes here on Pep Talk. And if you have a question about the drive, 850-437-1620. This is Meg. We'll be back in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. In the house, we have Michelle Sossman and Jen Harrison talking about an upcoming food distribution event. And you had some information for us, Jen, about something else that you're doing as well.
Yeah. So as part of the giveaway, we are also, because I'm also the general manager of Splash City Adventures, so we're going to be giving away free tickets to the park.
Oh, how fun.
So every car will get at least 4 tickets for their family that they can use by the end of April. Literally
so
come
great.
In the park and play. And that's
oh,
it.
Oh, that's
so
wonderful.
Yeah, go-karts, laser tag, rock climbing wall. All
wow.
the fun stuff.
How fun. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if someone just joined us, they're having a food distribution drive. If you'll give that location again, I know it's March 15th, Saturday, starting around 7:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And where is it again?
It's at Jubilee Church on W Street. It's the corner of W and Airport. So cars will line up coming in off of Airport into the parking lot.
And a lot of people start pretty early the night before.
Yes, yes. So we'll have cones lined up so people know the traffic flow, where to go, where to mm-hmm. stop. And then we'll be there first thing in the morning. Me and a couple of the guys get there at 5 a.m. And then most of the volunteers get there at 6. And we start putting boxes together that we've gotten donated from International Paper.
Mm-hmm.
We have breakfast from Florida Power and Light.
Nice.
And then volunteers from all over the place that come and make it happen.
Okay, so speaking of the box, now I just found out something that's pretty unique to this food drive, because in general they are non-perishables with peanut butter, rice, you know, that kind of stuff. But that's not the case with this one.
No, we get the good stuff. That's the whole cool part about our food distribution, making it the Chick-fil-A, you know, not just
you
efficient.
You were kidding
but also,
about
no,
that. Yeah.
No, there is always, always fresh meat. We don't know if it's going to be chicken. Sometimes it's steak. We've had lobster. And I mean, it's just, you know, it's whatever these grocery chains provide, but it's always meat. You always have fresh fruit and vegetables, always.
That's incredible. That's very unusual, really.
Yes. And then you always have a drink of some kind, whether it's quarts of milk or coconut milk or juices. I mean, it really just, it does fluctuate on the type, but we always get that. So these people leave with a week's worth of food for families of four. Every single family gets a box
filled with stuff that like spaghetti, but not just the noodles and the sauce. You've got the ground beef that'll go with it if it's something like that.
That's
so, I mean, it's really neat. Sometimes we get a ton, like yogurt. We always get yogurt,
coffee creamer. We've gotten breads, desserts. We
always bread.
Always have a bread and a dessert.
That's true. I forgot about the bread and dessert, which is carbs, and that's my life. So you'd think I would have mentioned that first. Carbs and coffee, guys. That's the way to my heart. Which, speaking of, a huge thanks to Florida Power and Light. Huge, huge thank you. They always show up super early in the morning with breakfast for all the volunteers, and nobody wants to get up early and go get that breakfast and bring it out. So not just the fact that they donate it, but the fact that they have people willing to go do that for us. And as Dana would say, only for us would she get up that early in the morning and come out for FPL to bring those breakfast items. So the volunteers that come in, they're loved on in every way, which is why we have so many that come out, why it's okay if, you know, you don't stand on the line for 4 hours. You've got, so you can do it for 30 minutes and walk away and then just go hug your neighbor. Speaking of neighbor, our favorite sheriff, Chip Simmons, brings the whole posse. Like, they bring probably 50-plus deputies and cadets, and they do all the traffic control, which is another reason why it's like Chick-fil-A, because you never are lost of where to go or how to turn in or get out. And so they provide all of that. And then Chip, every single time, not photo op, but actually wants to get out, he gets out and serves. He fills the boxes. He puts the boxes in the cars. We call it walking the line, where we walk the line together and say hi to everybody and just say, you know, we're here. Is there anything we can do for you? And he walks the line every single time. I mean, there isn't a public servant out there, at least not in my area, that can keep up with me other than Chip Simmons. So it's really super cool. You know, Luma May is on the other side of town, so we'll give them some props, but not quite where we are. So, and then that also leads me to all of the electeds come out. Superintendent will come out. The congressman usually sends somebody out. The senators usually send people out. And then you have CFO sometimes send, you know, I know we're losing Jimmy, but he always sends people to stuff. So it's not unusual to see them there. And we just, you know, the county commissioners, the school board members, all the leaders, the community leaders, we try to get to come out and serve the public, because when the public sees us all serving together, it just shows them that we do love them. We're here. We want to see them. We want to keep that personal interaction. It's not, they're not just a number. And while we're providing this resource, this much needed resource, we're also showing them that we're doing it in a way where we care. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not just a checkbox, they're a human being. And we intentionally do all of these at churches. That's also something we do, very intentional. So we're grateful for the church community. Pastors will walk the line and offer to pray over the cars if anybody wants that. And which is one of the cool things I love about it as well. So Pastor Tim Fox is allowing us to be at Jubilee, but Jubilee has their own system in place. So when you want to donate to this particular event, you also can keep in mind that Jubilee has a warehouse and refrigerators where they can keep large quantities of items, because they are going to be doing a lot of this type of community outreach. That's actually part of their main mission as a church. So Tim Fox was really excited. We partnered a few years ago and we have not left each other's side since. Although we don't do distributions at Jubilee all the time, we do things with Jubilee all the time. So if you're looking, if you have donations and you want to give back and you might not be able to get it before this event in a couple of weeks, feel free to connect with Jubilee Church. They will be more than happy to take your donations, and we partner. I'm not a member of that church, but I say we because Tim is very close to my heart. We partner with a lot of organizations, and we go out in the community on a regular basis and give these items to folks. So even if it doesn't match what we're doing in a couple of weeks, it will match the mission of giving back. So if people are looking for something to do, to feel like they're a part of it and to really make a difference, reach out to Jennifer. She can get you connected with any of these people that I've mentioned. She manages a lot of what I do. She kind of tells me what I can and can't do as far as capacity. She's like, no, Michelle, I know you want to, but we can't. Or actually, yes, we can do this. Because sometimes I tell her, I'm like, do we really have the capacity to do this every 3 months? Because we've done it every 3 months for 4 years.
That's incredible.
And it's because Jennifer keeps it going. You know, there are times when I'm not in town for 2 months straight, and then she's got everything under control. So, Jennifer, the Splash City thing is really cool. I know you mentioned it, mm-hmm. but just imagine these people, these families that come in need, they can't even afford groceries, much less something productive to do with their kids. This is an opportunity for those families to take their kids for free and just run around a place that's safe and interactive and allows that family bonding time. So I know Splash City isn't really here to talk about family values or whatever, but but I mean, think Aww. About it. They give back all these passes on a regular basis, and it's really because they want to see these kids have an opportunity to just go out and enjoy the life, enjoy the beautiful Florida weather, enjoy the rides, enjoy the fun and the camaraderie of the family. So giving another shout out to Jennifer for really creating that outreach for that organization alone. So tell us about where the different locations, Jennifer. I got my office address now okay. while we were on break.
If you'll give that, and then we'll come back to Jennifer right after the break. But what's your address?
3212 South Highway 95A, Cantonment. That's South Highway 95A. 3212 South Highway 95A, Cantonment. You can drop donations off during business hours there, or you can drop them off with Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Jennifer, tell okay. them how to do that.
All right. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a break. We've got to do a commercial real quick, and then we'll come back and give you all that information, talking with Michelle Salzman and Jen Harrison about the food distribution drive coming up on March 15th. Don't go away. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking this morning with Michelle Salzman and Jen Harrison about the upcoming food distribution drive at Jubilee Church. And I'm curious, you've been doing this now 4 years, mm-hmm. every 3 months. I was joking with them. I feel like this is the first class food drive because you're giving meat and fresh food and all these things that typically are not included in a lot of the distributions. But also, how many people would you say or families have you distributed to in the last drive?
Yeah. So normally we get at least 400 cars that go through.
Wow.
And some pick up for their neighbors or pick up for their daughter or
grandparents
whoever
can, or something.
Grandparents. Yeah. So we'll serve anywhere from 400 to 600 families.
Wow, that's incredible.
Tell them how fast you are. We're done by like 9:30, right? 10 o'clock? We run out
usually
by then?
Usually between 9:30 and 10:30, we're done.
Yeah, so it's, yeah. I mean, these people that wait for a long time,
we get them
fast.
In and out quick.
It's fast.
Yeah,
incredible.
We get them in and out pretty quick. So, I mean, we know they've been waiting for a long time, so we want to, you know, we get plenty of volunteers. We just get them through the line and
okay.
make it happen.
And just
yeah.
to clarify again, this is for everyone.
Anyone
you don't
and
have
everyone.
To have an ID.
Nope.
Prove that you
nope.
live in the county necessarily.
You can be from yeah. As long as you hear this, you can come and get blessed with some food.
Okay, so let's go over the details again, just in case someone get your pencils out. I'm gonna give you a minute. Get your pen and pencil out.
So
write this down.
It's going to be March 15th at
Saturday,
March 15th, at Jubilee Church. We'll start cars running through about 7:30. So get there as early as you can. Get lined up so make sure you get food because it's first come, first serve. We only get what the truck brings us. So, but we make it all happen. So March 15th, come see us.
All right. Michelle Salzman, thank you so much. This is such a wonderful program that you've started.
You.
We really, really appreciate this.
It's my honor.
And thank you, Jen, for coordinating all of this good
of
stuff and keeping her in line. You know, we need somebody that keeps Miss Michelle
in line. It
takes
a bunch of us, actually.
It takes a team.
It's not so just
true.
Me. It takes an army.
Oh, thank you both for coming in. Don't miss the food drive, March 15th, Jubilee Church.